You're welcome, ma'am. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of the regular business for this evening. We have two that's on the table for the next meeting. So now we'll move on to old business, and we have three from your last meeting. And to let you know, I have read the minutes, and also I listened to the tape via the computer with the help of Chief Zoning Inspector to show this older gentleman how to get to it, but I got to the site, and I was able to. So to let you know. So that having been said, case number 10,933, please.
10,933, this was Amy and Mark Miller. This was east of Road 277 and north of Cedar Grove Road. This was the case for the maximum height, a variance for the fence.
The 5 foot high for the fence.
Well,
I know you went first in that, but
I know we want to discuss this. The vandalism of the property. I just don't believe we're in the business of enforcing. Okay, I think our job is to make sure this standard is met in the fencing. Mm-hmm. I know it does have something to do with the reason they want the fence height, but they got a permit, which was right, and it's mm-hmm. 7 feet on there, and I just can't believe that they did not. He claims that he didn't.
Right.
Recognize the 7 feet.
Right.
As his maximum height. So he didn't check with anybody. He just put it up to, what is it, a 5 foot variance he wants?
He's requesting a 5 foot variance.
12 foot fence.
Right.
Well, if you start putting 12 foot fences up when people don't get it wrong with one another, if that's a reason, we could be doing it all along. And he also said those people were that objected were not from that neighborhood. Do I have that right? Is that correct?
Like 50, he had what, 55?
Yeah.
Between people and the signatures and stuff that evening, and they were not from right in that area, right, or right by him?
Correct.
I think it was the inverse. It was 55 people who supported
the
application. They weren't in the area.
Right.
But they weren't in the area, though, right, in his area.
There was a letter, and Susan, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, that was from the neighbor who I believe may have been the one that they were accusing of having the camera pointed at them.
Yes.
In opposition.
Right. Opposition.
Well, I don't know that they were in opposition, because if you read the letter it more closely, they indicate that they were kind of submitting it to the board's decision, and I got the impression from reading it that they weren't in favor or against it, because they kind of noted the pros and cons of both of it. I think about the fourth paragraph down.
Like the catch-22, they're saying, and yes, basically.
So with having said that, with that same analogy that he has there, we could, if I didn't like my neighbor, I could go, down here and ask you to give me approval and ask, present that to the board.
Yeah.
Although you're not living in my neighborhood.
Right.
So anyway, I just don't think that we should start something like that. I mean, when we give variances out for height, we're pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
You do it for towers, you do it for billboards, okay? You do it for radio towers, you do it for everything else. You keep the building height. You keep everything just about right, the county does, right?
Pretty well do, keep it tight.
So I don't think that we should start anything, especially in the neighborhood, based on two neighbors not getting together.
No.
And I don't think that we should approach it in that way. We should approach it, does he meet the standard variances?
Well,
the
from what I can read.
Uniqueness of the property. There's no uniqueness of the property.
No.
Well, it also says uniqueness of physical circumstances. When my neighbor's got a camera pointing to my back door, that's, to me, that's a... unique physical circumstance, which...
Yeah, and I had that down. You're right. I had that down. Yes. It you could stretch that a little bit and say that.
Yeah.
But you just can't do that. I mean, when we start looking at fences.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I think as a property owner, they have the right to protect their privacy to a certain degree too. And so I'm kind of.
That's a question I came up to that gave me a little. But then when I get down it and say, am I really going to be able to help them out? It's not going to help them out. Mr. Workman said the same thing. He said, I think he mentioned it. Could they walk around that fence and vandalize your property?
Oh, yeah.
And they answered, yes. But how high do you go? Let's say, Mr. Hudson, that we grant that. And then next year they come back and they say, well, they put the camera higher.
Up on a pole or something.
On a
Now, what do we do then? Do we say, okay?
What's the height that we cut off? If we do that with?
Now, what do we do, Mr. Hudson, with somebody else down the street that they get the idea that we okayed it? And they don't want their privacy. And I know where you're going. I mean, I feel sorry for them. They can't get it home together.
But the issue at hand, though, I appreciate what he's saying. But the issue at his hand is the fellow could come got the variance for, from what I got from today, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that, he got a permit. The permit so stated for 7 foot, for the variance for the fence.
Correct.
Now he so stated that, so now he's requesting, another 5 feet because he wasn't sure, didn't understand it.
Put it up first.
Then he didn't quite understand. But however, the office is open Monday through Friday, and there is people in there that could help him or could help him. So, addressing that with, I feel then by that that was created by the applicant as far as with the fence. And the only concern I had after listening to, again, that variance will alter the character of the neighborhood because we will be setting a precedent, I feel, when there's none in that area that I know of. Susan, do you know of any? There's not been issued in there for something like that, has there?
I mean, we've had height variances for fences before, but...
But nothing that...
Not down this area.
Right. But for something that high, 12-foot fence, I feel that we'd be setting them. And I can understand, they're shooting their turnip, he said, ornaments or cutting top, whatever, but that was something that would be illegal.
I guess what bothers me is the reasons they're doing it and the reasons our job is to make sure that they meet the standards for a variance. And
what they applied for, the variance.
And I can understand Mr. Hudson saying that, But I feel that way too.
Can't go ahead.
When I say, I got to do my job here, and my job is, guess what? I can't approve any of the things that he's asked me. And the one that we're talking about, creating the privacy of his area, his place.
But it's about like a Hatfield McCoy. Who did or he did? Are they going to be? Is this putting up this 12-foot fence? Is it going to stop what they're doing now? Are we helping it? I mean, is that going to stop it?
Are we going to go down the street?
Are we going to go down to somebody else wants one? But, this one don't like...
I mean, granted variances for heights.
Oh, yeah, we've done
but
that.
Do we want to start this in this subdivision?
I don't know. You'd be setting a precedent.
That's just my opinion.
And that's just me. From what I read.
Subdivision.
Huh?
Subdivision.
Not a subdivision.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not subdivision.
I agree with Mr. Hudson. I think he meets some of the standards, not all of them. I don't think we should grant this either because of the height, but he could plant trees all the way downside his line and take care of the whole problem. So, but I think we're going to open the door up if we do give the height variance. But I don't think, I do agree with Jeff.
Oh, I do.
I mean, I think he's got some good points here. It's his home, and I would look at the same things I was doing at my place. So, but I don't think we should be approving this case either for the height.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways to get around that.
I don't think, Jeff, whatever we do, we're not going to stop that. Us.
I agree. But I guess, I'll leave it at that. So.
Katie did, Katie didn't. Who's at fault here? I mean, it could,
well,
to go that route.
Yeah, the only problem I have is as a Sussex County, and if I'm being harassed, I ought to be able to do something with my property to deter that.
Right. Isn't that a law enforcement, though?
Well, it is, yeah.
Wouldn't that be, I don't think.
But I mean, and I don't know.
But they're not helping.
Well, something's, yeah, I mean, if it's going on like this, it's, something's not.
Because are they helping themselves and putting this, you know, they're, you know, they agitating, excuse me, I'm sorry, they're, are they agitating, you know, back and forth, so we're weighing it, you know. Again, we're not helping him. If he started, they start. That's what I meant. But, you know, we'd be setting a precedent. I guess clarify, well, putting that fence up.
I understand the those precedent, people, man. Yeah.
But well, you need to protect your property.
I did notice one thing, though.
I don't think we...
When I went to look at that fence behind it and everything, the Miller's got cameras, too.
They do? Yeah.
The what now?
Why do you get
they
a
have
chance?
Cameras, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
They might cameras. Be doing...
They do. They may have started, and I didn't want to say that, but, yeah, they may have...
I don't think we'll get into this. Yes,
I just didn't think we should get into the. That was my point.
He did. She did.
If I didn't make it clear.
We just addressed what they applied for with the variance. You know, the 5-foot variance. Period. And that's what I mean. I simply, but that's not what we're really. It's 5-foot variance.
The old saying: it takes two to tango.
Oh yeah. Because I read it and listened to it and then went and seen it, and that's what I came up with. Okay. Well, if everyone's ready to vote, there's no further discussion on it, then Chair will entertain a motion on case number 10,933.
Well, I'd like to make a motion we deny it for the discussion we just had, and I'm sure that's in the record, but to go through the standards... Uniqueness of the property, no, there's no uniqueness of that property. Possibility that, can be developed. Yes, it can be developed without that fence up there. Enable reasonable use of the property? No, it's being used reasonably now, I believe. That's another. Practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, I believe. That's my belief that they have created the 5-foot variance they're looking for. And the character of the neighborhood, if they change the essential character of the neighborhood, I think they will, because there's no other signs. No other fences
in that neighborhood.
That high in that neighborhood.
Okay.
So with that, I
vote.
That we deny case number 10,933 with those reasons.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,933. Again, then, Mr. Rickards, for the reason.
Yes, for the reasons I had stated.
Mr. Workman?
The same reason for it you stated.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Callaway will be yes, because again, I also feel that this was created by the applicant and that this variance, if passed, will alter the character of their neighborhood. So by a vote to 3 in favor and 1 opposed, case number 10,933 is denied. Hey.